Václav Havelka leads the guitar band Please the Trees, whose fourth LP, Carp, picked up the prestigious Apollo Prize for Czech LP of 2015. The Krkonoše-born singer and songwriter also collaborates with lots of other musicians and regularly promotes concerts by major independent artists. Our tour of Václav Havelka's Prague begins in a passageway between the streets of Opatovická and Spálená that many residents probably have no idea exists. It's home to Supertramp Coffee, a newish cafe with wonderfully peaceful outdoor seating.
I've discovered it because my friend Tomáš Luňák, filmmaker who actually did the film Alice Nebel, and his girlfriend, they're owning this place. And he just once invited me to stop by, so I came and I was totally astonished.
What's so astonishing about it?
The atmosphere. It's like a yard, and like all these old buildings. It apparently has a history, and once I got here, like everybody started to talk about this pathway, which I've never went through, which is apparently here since ever. So it has some sort of tradition and spirit. I don't know if what's been here before.
I think there was maybe a printing works or something here in the building.
Yeah, maybe. And I don't know if like right where the place, where the cafe is, if there's something before, but it's perfect.
Also, I saw on their Facebook page that you are or were DJing here.
Another thing is that there's no Wi-Fi, and they have a record player, and they let people play out of their collection, which is, to the collection is nice because Tomáš has a great taste of music, and there's like a mixture of new stuff and old stuff, and we since we know each other, we always were talking about music, so this feels just like I feel very, very good here. And he just started this thing where twice a month or something they make a Sunday afternoon where they invite people to play out of their 7-inch collection, because I just realized last year when I was invited to Radio 1 to DJ, there's no time to play 7 inches, just like, you know, play a song and play another. So I did that at Radio 1, and then this idea came, so it's super fun.
Also, I think it's the only Prague cafe I've heard of where they have DJs.
Maybe. I think definitely the only one where they let people play out of their record collection. You know, there's no MP3 or... There's something about the quietness and something about the, you know, out of this all hassle of the civilization and information smog.
What other cafes do you like in Prague?
The thing with me is, like, I like coffee, but I'm not, you know, if I can't get a good one, I don't just get any coffee, and I don't drink, like, 4 or 3 a day. I'm actually quite a lot into tea, too, so I choose places for what's their coffee. Apart from this, there's another place, an I Need Coffee, which is also run by Tomáš and his girlfriend. And there's this Emma Espresso Bar near Arka Theater. I quite like the Mama Coffee chain.
What about bars? You're always out and about. I always see you at gigs and here and there.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like I've never went out to bars like drink with friends. It's always like, you know, going to see a gig, or it's just for whatever the place is doing. And lately I started to go like to gigs which are taking place at, you know, not club designed places, like Nádražky, you know, like train old bars, which is awesome, like galleries and stuff. So I don't know, to name few, I mean, this, of course I'm super connected to like Strahov 007. That feels like a home scene to me. I'm happy that at the moment there's, I wouldn't say too many, but quite a lot of places where things are happening. So it's always refreshing going somewhere for the first time and getting into a place I haven't been before. So.
From Supertramp Coffee, Václav Havelka takes me to a place called Recomando Polipiet. It's a combined alternative music and bookstore on Trojanova Street, not far from Palackého náměstí. As the musician tells me, the sprawling, packed emporium also serves as a kind of community center.
This is the spot where the friends hang, who, you know, love music and buying records. And it's a mix of a record shop and a second-hand bookstore. Also, like, they have new books and stuff. So I think it's pretty
pretty awesome.
What kind of music do they sell?
It's everything from punk, hardcore, metal, hip-hop, indie. And as part of the secondhand bookstore, there's also like secondhand record shop too. So you can sell your music and buy new music, which I think is the best trade.
Given that so much is online these days, what do you think is the function today of a music shop?
I think it never will disappear. People need a physical. It's always, you can see that how people got back to vinyl records. That after all this like consuming millions of songs in MP3 format, and there's something about the aesthetics of vinyl record, of the sound, which is, I think, the best.
And are you a vinyl collector?
Yeah, I am. I have there's this, you know, I feel there's maybe this little addiction of sorts, which I need to control, because, you know, it's hard for me to spend money on records when I'm like making my music and spending money on my, so that's where you have to decide like what's more important for you. But I find myself every here and then like buying records at shows, or even here I come to check new stuff or look for, you know, what they have. So,
and otherwise, how is Prague for buying vinyl?
I think it's quite good these days. I feel there's at least like 3-4 shops.
This is maybe a strange question, but do you prefer buying new or secondhand vinyl? Is there a difference for you?
I have this thing where I usually try to get the original. So if I'm after something old, I'm always, I mean, even though it's more expensive, so I always try to buy the original. Not so much the reissues.
And do you ever perform in music shops here or elsewhere?
Yeah. We played here a couple of times, and it's always the best. I think like here we got, instead of money, we got like a record each, so that's the best.
The final stop in our tour of Václav Havelka's Prague is the place he calls home, the Solidarita, or Solidarity Estate, in Prague 10. Comprising rows of uniform two-story terraced houses with small gardens, it doesn't look like anywhere else I've ever seen in the city.
My wife, she was living here most of her life, so naturally when we were planning on having family, like we were trying to stay close to her family, so you know we're like all together. And somehow it's like I really like the houses we're in, which are quite unusual for Prague. Like you have a floor and garden, which is awesome, and also it's pretty close to the center, so you know within 30 minutes you can get whatever you want.
So what's the history of this place? It's called Solidarita, right?
Yeah.
Like solidarity.
I don't really know much about it. For what I know, it's like there was this some sort of like experiment where they build these houses maybe like for some kind of workers or something, but then once they finished it, they didn't really do it anywhere else in Prague or anywhere else. So, because then I think they started to build like higher buildings.
When we spoke about this, My Prague, by email, you mentioned this place was called Dvoletky. What does that mean?
That's the thing. I don't really know. That's like
a two-year plan. Two-year
plan. So it stayed with it. I also like, I mean, there's a street called Solidarita, or there's the tram stop, which somehow like these days it's somehow like important to, you know, even be saying the name and kind of live by the example of like, you know, being solidar with people and something about it, yeah.
And where we are now, it's on this main road with trams and a lot of cars. Is the whole area kind of built up?
No, this is like the main street, I would say, because like it's from here you can go straight basically all the way to Museum, which is the center of the center of Prague. And but if you go like far from the main city, there's like a little streets and you know, like parks and spots. There's quite a lot of green, which I like.
My final question is, I know you travel a lot, touring yourself and touring with other artists. Has that traveling impacted how you view Prague as a city to live in?
I just feel like it's pretty comfortable. There's you know, it's pretty safe. That's what you realize once you travel places. But I'm not the type of like, you know, I could live anywhere. I'm not like somehow like connected, or I don't feel any chains here. And I really like going away because it's always refreshing. And I feel myself like I'm always on the road somewhere, which somehow I always wanted that, so I'm happy that I'm able, like with
something I do, you know, meet people and meet, go to different places.